Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the scripture lesson which was just read. Why am I here? That's a question that enters our minds now and then, especially when we become unsure of ourselves. If you happen to be taking summer Greek this week, then perhaps that question has been on your mind each and every day as you got out of bed and went to class. It's easy to have questions and even doubts about the direction of our lives, especially as we face difficult and challenging tasks. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in all the many details of daily living that we lose sight of the grand scheme of things. We become so focused on the hurdles and the obstacles that lie right in front of us that we forget about the ultimate goal that we're aiming for in the future. Our scripture lesson this morning gives us the big picture of why we are here. In our text, the Apostle Paul reveals to us the divine perspective on what our earthly lives mean and how they relate to God's eternal plan and purpose. This text contains a beautiful doxology of praise to the triune God. The Apostle Paul speaks of the gracious will of the Heavenly Father, the redeeming work of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the assuring presence of the Holy Spirit. In other words, Paul shows us that the triune God is the one who gives meaning and purpose to life. Apart from the Holy Trinity, our lives really have no meaning and no direction. One of the amazing things that Paul speaks of in our text is the fact that God chose us before the creation of the world to be his own dear children. God called us to be holy and blameless in his sight through Jesus Christ. And God elected us in Christ before the foundation of the world. This means that we are not the masters of our own destiny. This means we did not decide of our own free will that we would become followers of Jesus. We did not choose to become members of his kingdom, but rather he chose us. Before we were even born, God predestined us to be adopted as his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are here because of God's holy purpose. We are the offspring of his holy will. We are his people, called by the gospel, enlightened with his gifts, sanctified and kept in the one true faith through Christ our Lord. And God has brought about his will in our lives through his chosen means. There was that great day in our lives when we were baptized into his kingdom through the washing of the water and the word. As we witnessed this morning in the baptism of Seth Marcus Needham, the triune God calls us and he makes us his own through holy baptism. In this sacrament, we're marked with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And God does not forsake us nor abandon us after our baptism. Instead, he continues to lead and guide us throughout our earthly lives. He teaches us his wisdom in the message of his word. He feeds us through the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. He keeps and preserves us in the Christian faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we all must humbly confess that God is the one who deserves all the credit for our salvation. Christ is the author and perfecter of our faith. His blood, which was shed on the cross, continues to cover our sins with his righteousness through faith in his name. And that assures us of the hope of eternal life. Later on in the same letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writes these words: "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." God has elected us and predestined us for a holy purpose. Not only does God intend for us to live in his heavenly presence someday, God also intends for us to do his holy will throughout our earthly lives here in time. We're not saved by our own good works, but we were saved for them. We were born into this world and brought to faith in Christ to do God's holy purpose in our earthly lives. We are God's handiwork, reclaimed from the curse of sin through the blood of Christ in order to do those good things which he prepared in advance for us to do. And so we're here to fulfill God's will, to live our lives according to His purpose. And that is the big picture that we must always keep in mind as we go about our daily living. Of course, from our own human point of view, there may not seem to be much meaning or purpose behind all of those struggles and challenges that we face day after day after day. But from God's point of view, everything has a purpose according to His eternal plan. Yes, there are many details unknown to us at this present time that must be worked out along the way, but through faith in Jesus Christ, we know we are God's chosen. We are His elect people. And through the promise of His word, we believe that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. Therefore, on this day, let us rejoice in knowing that our gracious God has all things under His control. And by His word and spirit, He brought us to faith in Christ. And by His grace, He continues to lead us throughout our earthly lives until we reach our heavenly home. Let us set our hearts and minds to do those good things which He prepared in advance for us to do. To Him alone be the glory, honor, and praise, for He has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.